Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Nicucci from the 2018 Istok platform in Prague, Czech Republic, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Zdeněk Blaha. Maybe you could tell our listeners a little bit about what you do at Istok platform. You look after the interactive projects, is that correct?
Exactly. I'm responsible for the Istok Interactive, which is a project for a workshop and pitching also for interactive projects, which means anything that is interactive, immersive, or even virtual reality projects on the edge between classical documentary and new media forms. Right. And we were paying attention to those projects for several years now. Formerly it was known as DocTank, which was a 3-day workshop for these kind of projects. And we decided to change it this year and introduce it as a part of the main pitch, the Istok Forum, and also make the workshop longer, so the participants actually went parallel with the X-Oriented in the Istok Forum participants and were trained with various tutors on various aspects of the interactive documentaries.
Perhaps you can elaborate on what you mean by interactive and immersive a little bit more, just to figure out, because it's kind of like a gray area right now.
Yeah. It's basically everything that is somehow interactive and somehow also connected with nonfiction, with factual. And this covers a very wide area from interactive web docs, virtual reality, AR projects, mobile applications, everything that basically is somehow connected with documentary film or with factual area.
So how many projects were presented this year?
This year it was just 3 projects, but those projects went through tutoring and also ended up as a part of the main pitching group at the Istok Forum.
Well, wonderful, because there's such a tight program, maybe we could talk about these 3 projects a little bit to give the listeners an idea.
This year we actually had 2 VR virtual reality projects and 1 interactive website web doc. It was the VR project where I crossed out Warsaw, which is a very nice project about Warsaw, how it could look like before it was destroyed during the war, and even how it could look like based on the plans from the 30s that were planned for development of the city of Warsaw. So this story is actually made by Pictureworks, which is an architectural studio. They did a huge research on Bogdan Pieniężki, who is an architect who designed in the 30s a big district in Warsaw in the style of Le Corbusier, let's say. And his plans were never realized because the war started and all these plans just ended up on the paper. And these guys, they decided to reconstruct that in virtual reality. So you can actually take a tour through the city, how it looked like and how it is now. And also the virtual reality element will tell the story of this architect and how he thought about the city, how it could develop in the time. So it's very nicely done in a way that it shows something that it's not there, and virtual reality is the perfect tool for that. The second project here we have was also virtual reality film project. It was called Twin Marilyn, which is a project on actually Twin Peaks and Marilyn Monroe, because there is actually more connection between these two than one could expect. It's based on the fact that when David Lynch and Mark Frost were writing the screenplay for Twin Peaks, there was a thing that was before that. At the beginning, they started doing a documentary on Marilyn Monroe, but this project was cancelled, and they didn't want to give up all the research, and they actually turned the story of Marilyn Monroe into the story of Laura Palmer. So if you watch Twin Peaks and you are familiar with the life of Marilyn Monroe, you could find many links and many connections between those two characters. And this project is kind of a play between these two stories in a way of 6 virtual reality episodes. It will be also a gallery installation where you could go through 6 rooms and 6 phases of life of Marilyn Monroe. And it's not only a story about Twin Peaks and Marilyn, it's more about Marilyn Monroe and the story of abuse and the show business and her life story. So it's actually like a very serious topic. And the last project we had, it was different. It was actually interactive webdoc called Forgotten War. which is an interactive documentary focused on the current events, what happened at Ukraine and what is actually still happening, because the media interest is no longer there. We have no idea what's happening there. We think everyone who just follows the media thinks that the war is over, but actually it's not. The people are still there, and the war is still there. And the story is a story of Fixer, who is named Nazar, who is the guide for the user to navigate through the through the space and through the stories of people who are still in the war zone. And the user will have the freedom to choose which stories he would like to follow, which path he would like to take. He could basically spend just 10 minutes on the website, or even 2 hours. It's depending on everyone and the preferences they have.
All right, so the interactive program is part of the bigger forum.
Yes, exactly. It's part of those 24 projects that were pitched.
Anyone who has an interactive project to propose to the platform for next year, what would you recommend them to do? What is kind of the criteria?
Well, the criteria is to have the project in a little bit advanced stage, in production, or at least late development, because since the projects should end up at the pitching forum, they need to have some visual material, some prototype of the either virtual reality piece or even mock-up of the website, some kind of prototype to present, because that's the main criteria. They need to have something to show the decision makers.
Very good. And when does the application process begin?
It's the same as for the whole ESOC platform, and it's gonna start in September this year and will run probably till 10th of November.
All right, very good. Thank you very much for that. You're also the manager of the eSilver Market. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. That's actually my second hat, let's say, because I'm responsible for our activities in the institute that are connected with the completed films. So eSilver is actually a market for documentary films that takes place in October at Jihlava International Documentary Film Festival. And for that, we actually right now searching for new projects, new documentaries that were completed in recent months. And those will be selected for the market, which presents around 300 titles from the Central and Eastern Europe to decision makers, to sales agents, festival selectors, and so on. And we also help those projects during the year to reach their audience. We are also a part of the market is the eSilver Video Library, which is an online video library for decision makers that could be accessed over the year. And we also help documentary filmmakers with distribution, because we select around 20-25 projects each year for eSilver Caravan. And that's our like festival strategy tool. We help those films to submit to festivals directly, help them to find the festivals, the audience. So we create for each of those 20 films, we select, we create festival strategy, we select festivals where to apply, we apply for them, and then we are in direct contact with programmers of those festivals and try to get them in the program.
Well, thank you very much for that. It was a great pleasure talking with you, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.